Chapter 10 Review. The idea of generic programming is that we want to create code that can work generically with a variety of types. For example, we might create a generic resizable array class template from which we can generate array classes for different types. Similarly, we might want to create a sort function that can sort objects of different types. These are examples of generic programming. To facilitate this kind of programming, we define template classes and template functions using dummy variable types. Then, when it comes time to generate a class or function from the template using a specific type, the compiler creates a new class or function for us from the template by substituting the type into the dummy variables in the class template. To define a class template, we prefix the class definition with the template keyword, followed by angle brackets with one or more type name parameters. The example bullet shows us defining a table class template. The type parameters identify the dummy type placeholders in the class, which will be substituted with real types later on when a class is generated by the compiler from this template. Next, we see an example of a table of type float being instantiated. When the compiler sees this, and assuming this is the first time a variable of this type is being instantiated, the compiler will go to the class template and substitute float in for the type variables, thereby generating a table class using floats. Similarly, on the next line, we see a table variable of type int being instantiated. When the compiler sees this, the compiler will go to the class template and substitute int in for the type variables, thereby generating a table class using ints. So we can see how, with templates, we can create a table class using almost any type, without having to write the code ourselves. To define a function template, we prefix the function definition with the template keyword, followed by angle brackets with one or more type name parameters. The example bullet shows us declaring a linear search function template. The type parameters identify the dummy type placeholders in the function, which will be substituted with real types later on when a class is generated by the compiler from this template. For example, if this function was called with a float array, then all t's would be replaced with floats. Similarly, if the function was called with an int array, then all t's would be replaced with ints. Thus, we can see how, with templates, we can create a linear search function using almost any type without having to write the code ourselves. Recall that the template functionality of C++ is not easy for compiler writers to implement. Therefore, they do not always work as they are supposed to, and the degree to which they work can vary from compiler to compiler. In particular, Visual C++ has a problem when trying to separate a template class definition with the template class implementation in different files. Therefore, with templates, you must keep the implementation in the same file as the definition, that is, both in the header file. For the final exam, you need to be able to recognize when templates are ideal to solve a programming problem. You also need to be comfortable with the syntax of templates. And thirdly, you should have a basic understanding of the substitution process that occurs when a class is generated from a template.